The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priest could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Christ and the apostles were causing a little bit of trouble today by violating the Jewish laws of the Sabbath. But here's the thing, Christ knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that they were out all day or all night going about the countryside doing all sorts of things and that these guys were hungry. And so he intentionally leads them through a field where he knows that they're going to pick at the heads of the grain so that they can eat and be sustained and nourished and, you know, it's what you do when you're hungry. You eat. So he knew what he was doing. He also knew that the accusations would come from the Pharisees. Again, he knew what he was doing. Christ's defense of his apostles is not an attempt to suggest that the Sabbath isn't important, but quite the contrary, that the Sabbath is very, very important. But not because the Sabbath itself is holy, but because we are called to holiness. And it's through the Sabbath, keeping holy the Sabbath, or keeping holy the Lord's Day in Christian terminology, that we're able to work on our holiness. The Sabbath was made for us. Sunday was made for us, not us for Sunday. It's to help us to grow, to develop as humans, as Christians. It's there for our benefit. And so we don't keep holy the Sabbath or keep holy the Lord's Day because there's a command out there, just because we think there's some sort of divine law that'll strike us down if we don't. But because it's good for us. There's a goodness in keeping the Sabbath, staying away from menial labor on Sundays, making sure we attend Mass on Sundays, making sure that day is dedicated to God. Not for his sake, but for ours. Because it's good for us. It's helpful. It's healthy. We need the Sabbath. The Sabbath doesn't need us.